We heard in the news earlier about the border treaty between Australia and East Timor, which is being hailed as a significant breakthrough. The treaty was signed at the United Nations in New York earlier today, drawing a maritime boundary for the first time halfway between the two countries. But there are some outstanding issues, including border disputes between East Timor and Indonesia, and it doesn't finalise how billions of dollars in oil and gas will be dealt with. George Roberts reports.
Among those applauding the agreement that seeks to clarify where Australian waters finish and East Timor's start was UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres.
I congratulate both parties and the Conciliation Commission for their constructive engagement and relentless efforts to achieve an outcome that is agreeable to both states.
Such was the impasse, Australia was forced to arbitration in The Hague, a process under international law of the sea that hadn't been used before. East Timor's minister responsible is Argio Pereira.
So we embark upon the process with no small amount of uncertainty, but also anticipation. This was, but no longer, uncharted territory.
Australia's Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop.
It is a landmark event, not only for our two nations, but also for international law. Both our governments have deemed this to be a just and equitable outcome.
Even though there's still a way to go. Argio Pereira again.
So much work needs to be done after today. But what we wanted to achieve when we instituted this process of conciliation has been achieved. That is the permanent maritime boundaries.
The treaty draws their first maritime border halfway between the two countries. It also sets up two options for the division of royalties from the $40 billion Greater Sunrise oil and gas field. 70% of royalties go to East Timor if the processing is done there, with Australia getting 30%. It's an 80-20 split in East Timor's favour if Australia handles processing. As PM revealed last night, East Timor's chief negotiator, Shanana Gusmao, has written to the Conciliation Commission accusing Australia of essentially conspiring with oil and gas companies. He sees an effort to ensure downstream production is done in Darwin, but that's been swiftly repudiated by Julie Bishop.
The joint venture partners were interviewed separately by the Commission and made their own submissions. There has been no collusion of any sort.
She says Australia wants to see East Timor as the big winner.
It is in our interests for Timor-Leste to be a stable and prosperous neighbour. And that's why we want to see a project developed that is economically viable in the long term to develop to deliver the maximum benefits to Timor-Leste.
But how that's done remains a sticking point that can't be resolved by either country when commercial interests are at play. Ultimately, it's up to the joint venture partners led by Woodside Petroleum to decide what's the most viable. Argio Pereira concedes profit will prevail, but he'd prefer to see processing occur in East Timor.
A successful pipeline to the south coast of Timor will be a game changer, transformational impact on the socioeconomic conditions of the country, and for the long run, it will benefit East Timor and also Australia.
International law expert Professor Don Rothwell says the treaty is significant, but there's still considerable uncertainty.
That's exactly my assessment.
Partly because it requires East Timor to resolve other boundary issues.
Indonesia and Timor have to conclude some boundaries, and that might have an impact upon the way in which the Australian Timor boundary is finally settled also. And that, in fact, was also acknowledged within Article 3 of the Australia-Timor Agreement.
And the oil and gas revenue is yet to be resolved.
That issue just raises a slight question mark over the future of the treaty. And on top of that, we have elections coming up in East Timor in the next few months. And if there's any unhappiness about the agreement that's been reached, there's some prospect that this deal could unravel.
International law expert Professor Don Rothwell from the Australian National University. George Roberts, our reporter.